When commentator Augustine Burroughs was 8, his mother bought a second-hand Singer sewing machine at a yard sale. He believes it was the end of his social life.
First, she made hideous brown and orange striped curtains for the kitchen. They were an inch too short, but they gave her confidence. She made another set for the upstairs bathroom, from the same awful fabric, but with yellow fringe along the bottom. Then she decided to undertake a larger project, recovering all the living room furniture. She worked at a manic pace, sewing well into the night. She pressed the foot pedal of the sewing machine like it was the accelerator on a sports car, pins sticking out from between her lips, forgotten. And with the scraps, she made clothes for me. "No, I don't want them," I protested when she began to sew a pair of pants that matched exactly the sofa's bright red and yellow floral print. "But it's such a beautiful fabric," she said, sewing and sweating and mashing the foot pedal into the floor. As much as I wanted to be a Von Trapp child from The Sound of Music, I did not want to match the sofa. She made me a shirt out of fabric left over from one of the easy chairs. It was the only white vinyl shirt I'd ever owned. She made a vest that matched the other chair, vinyl, but in a cowhide pattern. She went back to the store and bought more of the hideous kitchen curtain fabric to make me a jacket. She made slacks from the dining room chair fabric, bright red faux leather slacks. She said I could wear them with the white vinyl shirt. My new clothes made me an outcast at school. When I wore my new red and yellow floral sofa slacks, the other boys called me freak. And when I wore my hideous brown and orange striped jacket, my teacher suggested I take it off, saying, "It's very nice, but a little distracting." When we had guests at home, things got even worse. "Oh, look at you!" my mother's friend Kathy shrieked when she saw me, standing in the living room, dressed in clothes that matched everything. "That's just the most adorable thing I've ever seen." When my own friends came over, they were less enthusiastic. "Wow, I thought I had it bad getting my brother stupid hand-me-downs, but this is a lot worse." Yes, it was. I hated that I looked like a fainting couch that could stand upright and complain. The only thing that saved me was a shift in my mother's brain chemistry. She moved on from sewing obsessively to writing poetry. Thankfully, she put the Singer in the closet, and I eventually outgrew my clothes and was able to choose for myself more normal clothes, platform shoes, bell-bottoms, and polyester shirts with wide collars. This was much better. I could blend into the culture instead of the living room.
The comments of Augustine Burroughs, author of Dry, a memoir